Federal workers may soon have a new employee benefit, paid family leave. The provision was included in the 2020 defense spending bill, which has already passed the House and appears to have the support it needs in the Senate. Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz authored the portion of the law covering paid family leave and spoke with HPR's Ryan Finnerty.
Well, this is a critical issue for people in the public and private sector, but the bottom line is this. We shouldn't force dads or moms to choose between receiving a paycheck and taking care of a newborn. We in our office already give paid leave for new parents. It's pretty common in the private sector. It's certainly being negotiated for among unions. And this is something that we could do for 2.1 million federal workers across the country and 20,000 workers in the state of Hawaii. And we're just pleased that we're able to make this much progress. It's the biggest workforce in the country of any kind. And so this is really a big deal.
And so what does the provision actually say, or what will the benefit actually be in the real world?
It's very straightforward. If you need parental leave, that's a father or a mother, then you get 12 weeks paid. That is an available benefit in lots of private sector companies. It's relatively generous, but we think it's really essential. You know, one of my staff people came up to me after we passed this and said, you know, I was working at the FCC over 10 years, and I've had three children, and every single time I had to take time off and fall backwards financially. So this has real human impact, and this is an area where the federal government really ought to have led, and we're finally doing so.
And how did you go about deciding what was the right amount of time that should be provided under the new law?
Well, 12 weeks was our position from the beginning. We've talked to lots of the organizations that care about leave policy. We did have to negotiate very hard with Republicans here. They were concerned that it was not appropriate to make law that applied to the entire federal government. In the defense authorization, they wanted this to apply only to Defense Department civilian employees, but we fought hard and we won here.
And what was that negotiation process like? I understand that your party made some concessions as well. What did you trade in order to get this passed?
Well, I wouldn't characterize it as a trade, but obviously in any big bill, there are aspects of it that are your favorite and aspects of it that you wish you could change. But for the most part, we think this is a good bill. It's certainly a good bill for Hawaii. But added a cherry on top is that these workers will get the benefits that they deserve.
And this, you mentioned this is the largest workforce in the country and that individual private employers can provide a benefit, but that there is no legal requirement to do so. Do you think that is the next step in this process, some sort of requirement to provide paid family leave for private employers?
I do. I think this should be a federal law that applies to all workers, whether you're a public employee or a private employee. I think it's fair. I think it's good for the economy. I think it's good for families. We would be joining the rest of the industrialized world in terms of just being humane when people have a kid.
And did you look at any other countries when you were drafting this law to compare either the length of time that they grant or the way the program is structured?
We did. Lots of countries provide more generous benefits. Some countries provide less generous benefits. But we are still way behind every other major economy in terms of the way we treat parents. And the idea behind this was that somehow you're saving money by punishing your employees. And in the end, you don't save money because a lot of them have to quit in order to take care of their children. And as a result, you have the cost of having to hire a new person and retrain a new person. And so what we figured out is not only is this the humane thing to do for families, for parents, and for the newborn babies, but this actually saves the government money. This saves employers money in the end, which is why this is the direction that every employer is eventually going to go.
Senator, I'm struck by this. There's been sort of a flurry of bipartisan cooperation in the last few days. This National Defense Authorization Act, the USMCA, which your counterparts in the House just announced they're going to support. And then at the same time, there's an impeachment underway in the House. As somebody who's at the Capitol right now. How do you kind of reconcile those two competing forces, that there is this cooperation going on and some very important issues and also this very divisive issue at the same time?
Well, there's no doubt we are in an unprecedented historical time, and there's no equivocation and there's no mystery as to how I feel about the President of the United States. But that's not an excuse for not getting the work done. And so we've still got to pursue bipartisanship where it's possible. And sometimes you have to even work harder than before, given the polarization and given the partisanship of this time, to try to get practical stuff done. And that's what we've been able to do over the last couple of weeks.
And has that polarization that you mentioned, did it make this particular negotiation more difficult, the NDAA that you were working on? Was it more challenging to find a consensus because of this other thing that's going on?
It was quite dicey. I think this was the first year in many, many years where there was real consideration to not even doing a defense authorization by the end of the calendar year, which is really unheard of. And so the negotiations got tough, and they got, even emotional at times. But that's part of politics, is you have to be able to, you know, stare each other down, but eventually come to a conclusion that's as close as you can get to good for everybody. And that's what this bill is. It's not perfect, but we made a heck of a lot of progress here.
And it seems to me that that is sort of the way the system is meant to function, that you can disagree on some things, but you're able to find a consensus on others and move forward.
You know, that's been my philosophy of doing this job. There's no way you can do this job in the Senate well if you're not able to compartmentalize, because I have to wake up in the morning and see one of my Republican colleagues do something that I object to in the most visceral, strenuous way that you can imagine, and then in the afternoon co-sponsor a bill together because it's in the interest of the people of Hawaii. So you've got to be able to separate your disagreements from your areas of agreement and consensus. Otherwise, you're never going to get anything done.
And what would you say the mood is like in the Senate right now? We're seeing your counterparts in the House are moving forward with an impeachment that will come to you in the Senate, and then you will all have to hold a trial and make a decision. What is everybody feeling right now?
Tensions are high, but we're all used to it, and we've still got to get the appropriations bills done in order to fund the government. And so we're just focused on doing the work. The Senate trial will happen when it happens, likely in the first part of next year, but we're not in possession of the articles of impeachment. The House hasn't acted yet. They haven't transmitted those articles. So while that's on the horizon, it's important for us to focus on the task at hand, and that's passing this defense authorization and then passing the federal appropriations bill so that the government gets the funding that it needs.
And a year ago, we were staring down the barrel of a federal government shutdown because there was not a consensus about an appropriations bill. Do you think that that's at all a possibility this year?
I think it's unlikely that there is a government shutdown, but I would not be too strong in my declarations because Donald Trump is president and he's an unpredictable human being, but I just think it's more unlikely than usual that we will see a shutdown. I think there's a mutual desire to fund the government and get this done properly, but Donald Trump is president, so that's the big caveat.
Are there any particular sticking points or major issues that you think will be a big challenge in negotiating that appropriation?
We don't know yet. We're getting towards the end of this negotiation. We hope to be done by the end of this week and then process the bill next week. But I think it's too early to tell what sticking points may remain, if any. Right now, it's looking 95% done, but 95% is not 100%, so we just have to see.
Well, Senator Brian Schatz, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
That was Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz talking to HBR's Ryan Finnerty about paid family leave for federal workers. The bill appears poised to be approved by Congress next week.